I'm Dodd Morris with Mission Network News. Ever since an earthquake struck El Salvador in 2001, over 2,000 Salvadorians have lived in the United States under the temporary protected status. Now the Department of Homeland Security has said it's letting the status expire next September. Donna Abbott of Bethany Christian Services says El Salvador is still an unsafe place to live, and that many of these people have children who are U.S. citizens.
Families have to make a decision now. Do they take their child back to a situation where they could be harmed, or do they leave them in the United States, which then leaves the government the responsibility of providing care to those children, let alone the devastation of separating children from parents.
Please ask God to help us view this issue through the lens of the gospel and find your place in the story at missionnews.org. And movements like Me Too are exposing sinful behavior worldwide, but seeking an answer without Christ. Teach Beyond believes Christ-centered education is part of the solution. By God's power, hearts and ultimately communities can be changed. George Durance, president of Teach Beyond.
We wire into our educational settings this quest for something much deeper than behavior. Behavior is important and it needs to be worked with, but far more importantly, we're looking for a recreation, a new life in the person, so that, as our Lord says, out of our innermost being will flow rivers of living water, health and healing to our culture.
Please pray that Teach Beyond helps bring about the transformational education. Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. Like stories that help you pray for the world more effectively, get our free e-news updates at missionnews.org. Stories on current events, plus gospel connections, action points, links, and more. It's at missionnews.org. I'm Dodd Morris.